This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, besties.
Welcome back to another episode of From Blended to Besties. We are officially on episode 11.
Mm-hmm.
11. We are getting close to wrapping it up, and not just yet. Are we starting with your topic?
Yeah. So I mentioned in the last podcast that I had our next, like, in the news topic. It's not super new anymore.
But no, it was, I think, like, it's been a minute, but I think it's still relevant.
I think we should still talk about it and give our opinions on it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a TikToker. Her name is Kat Stickler. She kind of went viral over, I guess, like, mom shaming another mom. And so if you guys haven't seen it, basically the gist of her video is she's sitting in a car kind of ranting because she took her daughter, who is, how old's her daughter? Like 2 years old, 3 years old.
Let me see if that says it. I'll read what it says here. This is what she said on the video. She's like, I'm going to mom shame. The only people I've ever mom shamed are myself and my own mother. But one other mom is going to be added to the list because what the F? Am I entitled or is this mess up? Or is this messed up?
Mm-hmm.
She says that she and MK were at the park. There was a whole group of people already there for a kid's birthday party. She was very aware that they had a party going on that she and MK were obviously not a part of, but the kids and MK still played together very sweetly for a while. Since they were the only other people at the park and they weren't technically part of the party, the fellow kids invited MK to play and join in singing happy birthday. She's one of the group now, all right, Stickler explains. They were welcoming her with open arms, or so I thought. I was wrong. Then time came for cake. Stickler made it very clear that they were being included with the fellow kids out of kindness and not because she and MK were entitled to be a part of the birthday party. Time to eat the cake. I see MK. I see her intention of grabbing a piece of cake, so I walk over to make sure it's okay as a formality. Obviously, it's a cake. It's a massive cake. There's lots of leftover pieces. And then I guess the mother takes the plate away from MK, gets down to her level, and says, you cannot eat this cake. This is not your birthday party. These are not your friends.
That's a lot to unpack. First of all, let me just say, if it were my kids, playing on a playground together is fine, but I don't think I would have let my kid, like, go over there and sing happy birthday and, like, join them on their birthday.
Yeah.
I would have been like, no, you know, like, it's not our party. I would have, like, stopped it right there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have, because then that does open the invitation of essentially joining a birthday party that you're not invited to. But if it got, let's just say that didn't happen and whatever, like, girl. Talking to my kid like that? Like, absolutely not. But again, like, I wouldn't have let it get past that point. I would have been like, no, you know, we're not singing happy birthday. We're not whatever. Like, it was really fun playing. And if you come back, go do your party stuff. Come back on the playground. We'll play on the monkey bar, swings, whatever. Yeah. But, what do you think?
I feel like, for one, the fact that she said there was a massive cake and there was leftovers, what's the big deal? There was leftover cake.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that big of a deal. And I also feel like if it was my kid's birthday party, yeah, I would technically not want kids who aren't invited to be a part of the party, but taking how little the child is, if she already had the cake in her hand, the cake is gone. Like, I'm not going to take it back from her. She already has it, too late. Like, better next time. Maybe I should have kept, you know, a better eye out on things, but I'm not going to take a cake away from a kid. That's so shitty.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it was really that big of a deal, like, I don't know, man. One, you know, I feel like Kat Stickler should have not let it get to that point.
Yeah.
But two, that other mom
could have been more watchful.
Yeah.
Or could have said something before she saw, like, and I know that it's dumb because, you know, I get
maybe
that.
Maybe, like, rephrase it, or if it, that piece of cake is, like, that important, maybe just be like, hey, you know, it's time for you to go back to your mom or whatever, you know, like.
If you see another child come and sing happy birthday to your child, like, you should be noticing it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's taking in what is that word? She's joining in the singing. Obviously, kids know when they're singing happy birthday, they're going to get dessert afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just a thing. So if you wanted to stop it, you should have stopped it when she was coming over to say happy birthday and be like, yeah. Oh, like, this isn't your party or something like that. Don't let her sing happy birthday with everyone else, get excited, and then, like, not give cake.
Yeah, or just, you know, be like, oh, hey, we're getting, you know, because she said Kat came over. So, yeah. Hey, we're getting ready to sing happy birthday. Where's your mom?
Yeah.
And then, kind of shoot yeah. her away gently, you know, towards Kat. And then hopefully Kat would have, like,
yeah.
picked up on the social cues and been like, okay, you know what, we're going to go over here.
Or if it was a big deal with the cake, or let's say you, for some reason, the cake piece was needed, tell it to the mom. So the mom can break it gently to the daughter and yeah. take the cake away. You don't just snatch the cake from a child you don't know.
Absolutely not. Do not be talking to my kids. You have no yeah. reason to talk to my kids. You can talk to me and then I will, you know, direct my child away or whatever. But yeah, I mean,
it's a cake. It's not like a gift. Like yeah. it's really not that big of a deal. Every birthday party I've ever been to, there's always leftovers. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's not that big of a deal unless you had 10 kids and like 10 cupcakes. Like then I could kind of get it.
Yeah.
But and they always have enough for adults, so an adult can go without. Y'all survive. Yeah, I mean, I love cake too, right. but...
Or cut the pieces smaller. Like, I don't yeah. know. Like, I would maybe understand if it were, like, gift bags or something, and there was, you know, just enough gift bags yeah. for the kids. Because, you know, when I've thrown parties and stuff, if I have 8 kids, I got 8 gift bags, mm-hmm. you know? But a cake, really?
I know. I think that was being a little bit petty. I just, yeah. It's petty. If it was a massive cake, it was really petty to do that. Like, and she's a little kid. Like, I don't know exactly how old MK is, but we've seen her on social media. She is probably 2 or 3. Yeah. Like, she doesn't know any
probably
better.
Not even 3 yet. She's got to be around, like, 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just thought that was an interesting article. The internet is very divided. Some people are, you know, very for Kat being like, that was messed up, whatever. And then other people are like, you know, siding with the mom, being like, you know, yeah. you can't just expect people to give your kid their birthday cake. She didn't pay for it. She wasn't invited to the party. Like,
which I get that, but like, how many times have we taken the kids to like the playground and stuff? And then like, we've seen the kids, like, I've seen, or was it Michael? Like, when a mom pulls out snacks for her kids, Michael's over there staring, like, what chips he wants too. Like, you can't catch them fast enough. And like, obviously, you try to go there and be like, those are not yours, but. I mean, if I have extra snacks and a kid comes, I've always given mm-hmm. it to the kid. I mean, I've asked the parent, like, yeah, is it okay if he has it? But it's not a big deal. Like, I already came packed with extra stuff. Like, it's mm-hmm. not going to kill me to lose something.
Yeah.
So I think she's definitely being very dramatic. And I just, again, it's such a small child. I don't think it was a big deal to make it like that. I guess she wasn't invited, but she wasn't being, like, demanding. She wasn't taking the presents. If they're playing together, how do you tell kids that you're playing together? Kids don't even get each other's names.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they think they're friends, even though they don't know each other.
And it's like, you let her go over there to sing happy birthday to your kid, yeah. but she can't have cake.
Yeah. Kids make friends instantly. They could be besties after the 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's our best friend. You're taking cake away from her best friend now? That's fucked up.
Yeah,
that's
the only thing I would say is if I were in that situation and there were like a little random kid that came over is one, I would make sure it's okay with the parents because yeah. I don't want to give just like kids cake and like mm-hmm. they're allergic to something or, yeah. you know, whatever. Just okay with the mom. And then it's freaking cake, man. Like we all love cake.
That's so rude. I mean, I would have cried if I lost my piece of cake to a child, but I still would have given it.
I know. You can go buy more. We stop by Publix on the way home. You'll be fine.
I know. Oh, that's so sad.
So, yeah, I just wanted to touch on that. Let us know your thoughts below. What would you do in that situation? How do you feel? Which side are you on?
Yes.
I see both sides, but I'm definitely leaning more towards, like, come on. There's bigger problems in the world.
I know. No, I don't see both sides. I feel like there's enough room to share.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to our topic today because I keep forgetting already. So today we're going to talk about social media.
Yay! You guys love asking us whenever we're on live or anywhere. Like, you guys have tons of questions about just social media in general. So we try to touch on kind of where we are in our social media journey, yes. like, every season because it has changed so much, I feel like.
It has.
Yeah.
And I think we're learning with what's okay, with not what's not okay, how to be in a social media light or whatever. And now we got some words to say.
now we have some things.
We've had a few people make their opinions noted on our platforms, and instead of conceding to what people want us to do, we are fighting back. Because I feel like in real life we're not going to change for anyone. I don't see why for social media, for strangers at the end of the day, why would we change for anyone?
Yeah, I feel like especially because, okay, so we started out on TikTok, right? Like, mm-hmm. we started out on TikTok. That's where we got our big, quote-unquote, break. And I feel like TikTok, really, I was actually talking about this on live yesterday, is they have like so many guidelines and they're so strict and they will punish you like harshly if you don't follow them. So we kind of like had to gear content that, towards those guidelines in a sense. And
Girl, we were on live. Me and you were on the same live together, side by side, and I bullied you in person and got banned for bullying.
it wasn't even really bullying. Tiffany has bullied herself and got banned. Like, we would get banned constantly to the point where we eventually just went over to Facebook and Instagram. But because I don't even know how it happened, because we're not cookie cutter moms. We've never, if you know us in person, you know we're not. Like, we cuss, we drink, we like to twerk our butts, we like to dance,
We
like
do.
we're raunchy, like that's just who we are. Like
We're not PG mo
we're not
people.
PG moms. I don't know where it happened, but at some point over on Facebook, like people have just started like mom shaming us into being like they want us to be, well, you guys are co-parents, you guys have to set an example. And it's like, we've never claimed to be like your role model for
I don't want to be your
anybody.
example. Like,
Yeah,
no.
do not. We are not role models. I've never claimed to be a role model before in my life
No.
ever. Do not follow what I do. We are literally just doing this because people find us interesting for some reason. So we're just videotaping our everyday lives.
Ourselves. And
Yeah.
if you don't like the videos, then you don't like us, which is
It's
fine.
fine. We
We
love
don't need
that
to
for
be
you.
liked, but goodbye.
Yeah, like don't put us in this box, like, because you feel like we have a good co-parenting story and you feel like you're just following us for the quote unquote example we're setting. You are like putting your thoughts of what you think we should be onto us and then getting upset when we don't act that way.
There was a guy who messaged us. I forgot his name, but he was very, very disappointed in us.
I know, we disappoint a lot of people.
I know, so sad. Oh, the world's smallest violin. He was very disappointed that we have the name Moms of Tampa, but we don't do actual mom things on social media. So we're not giving parenting resources that he's wanting. He says that the pictures are just of Megan and I. We don't even look like moms because the kids aren't in it. And I was baffled because, first of all, the Moms of Tampa is just a goddamn name. Like, it's a name.
We're moms and we live in Tampa.
We are not a mom resource. We're not teaching you how to raise your kids, what your kids should eat or not eat. It's just a fucking name. We
We'll
could have
give you
picked
our
anything.
yeah, we give you our opinions because we like to talk.
And I told him, I was like, look at our bio. It literally says, mom and stepmom who became best friends and share their life. Like, nothing did I say I was going to teach you about life. I was going to teach you how to get through a divorce. Like, we share our story, and if it, resonates with people, great. But we're not teaching things. We're not certified to teach anyone anything. We're not professionals in anything.
I know they love to ask us for like divorce advice. And I'm like, my divorce was pretty good. Like, I really don't have the resources to give you. I'm
You don't
sorry,
want to
but
steer someone the
like,
wrong way.
yeah, one, I'm not a lawyer. Two, like, I can't help you because I'm not going to give you advice or tell you what to do if like I haven't lived that situation. I can try to like Google something, but you can Google something yourself. Like,
Man, Google's a wonderful thing that I don't
I
get how people don't
know.
realize. So he was really upset, and we stated, one, this is not the kids' page. This is our page, Moms of Tampa, Megan and Tiffany. The kids will not be on it if we don't want them on it. We
If
tell
they
Michael
don't
that
want to
all the
be on
time.
it, yeah. It's us, not our husbands.
Yes, Moms of
Not any other
Tampa.
moms.
Not the
It's
family of Tampa. Not the kids of Tampa.
Tampa, Megan and Tiffany.
Moms of Tampa, which ironically was made with, M for Megan, T for Tiffany. It literally could have been any other acronym. So I don't know why people expect our page to be a certain page or like a certain style.
I
And to
know.
comment and let us know that it's disappointing like that, or they're disappointed with that. I'm sorry.
They're disappointed with us just living our lives because this is what we do. Like, we're videotaping our lives, our
And
friendship.
I told the guy, go find resources if you need it. I'm not the resource for you. You do not, I'm not, we are not forcing anyone to follow us. If you don't like something about our page, you can either scroll away because it's something that doesn't relate to you, or you can block us and leave. I don't
I
care.
really don't either. Like, we did this because we enjoyed it. We had, we were already posting videos because we thought it was funny and it was entertaining. And we found a couple people who wanted us to do it more. And it just, we grew a community. And with that comes other people who literally just like hate follow you. And can we talk about for a second? Because we went on, I think it think it was like Instagram Live or something, at the water event. And we went on a whole rant about how we wish men didn't follow us. Can we talk about that on this podcast? Just so.
And I feel bad.
We can change our demographic to like women only, please, because we are a mom page and we love men most of the time.
Yes. And we have a lot of men, male followers who are great, amazing men. And I don't deny that at all. Mm-hmm. But this isn't like, we didn't start the page for you to find your girl crush as one of us. We didn't start the page for you to be enamored or fall in love with us. We're just like, I feel like our page is like, it's supposed to be like virtual friends. Like if you see us, girlfriends, like you hang out and talk. Like we wouldn't go out in public and like make friends with a bunch of guys. I feel like that's just like a little weird and disrespectful to our husbands. Mm-hmm. So having all these guys like commenting and like liking our stuff, like we're not
and, like,
doing this for
us,
you.
Like privately messaging us and like heart eyes and all this stuff. And it's just like, oh, you're so beautiful. Your husband's so lucky. Yeah, no shit. He knows it. Yeah. But like, it's just weird. Like we have a page, a mom's page, Moms of Tampa. Yes, it is our lives, but it's for the moms. Like, the stuff we post is for the moms. Like, it's girl content. Not just girl content, because, you know, you'll get canceled over saying that, but...
But it is, though. It's,
it
it's
is. Like, it's
mostly
for the girls.
Mom, female content. It's not really aimed for the men to find. And I know we have a bunch of dads who follow us, too, but, like, there's a Dads of Tampa page that you can follow. You don't have to see the cute outfits that we're wearing and the hairstyle we decided to do, because it doesn't relate to you.
When
and
I'm asking, like, an outfit, I'm not looking for a man to comment and be like, oh, my God, Tue's outfit, too. You look so good. Like, I'm asking for the girls.
Yeah,
like, hey,
exactly.
Girlie, what outfit? Like, you would, like, a FaceTime a friend. You know what I mean? Like, I'm building an outfit, you know, to get to inspire the girls, you know, like... It's just, it's a lot. We don't need the men demographic.
Yeah. And I feel bad because I know there was a guy who said, don't put us all in the same bubble or I guess whatever.
Category or whatever.
But you know what? In that same instance, there was this one guy, girl, and I didn't tell you about this, but I'll tell you right now. This one guy who was like, you can't put us in the same category on that live. Can't put us in the same category. We are all not the same. I'm co-parenting and the bio mom's difficult to deal with or whatever. Something like that, right? And then at the end, I was scrolling through.
Was like, your stomach? I'm starving. I need to eat.
So then in like, let's say two posts later, like random posts later, he was commenting about like, oh, so I bet y'all get it in with the husband at the same time, don't you? And I was like, oh, but we shouldn't put men in the same category. And you're over here like not liking that we're talking men are in the same category. But you're gonna say the dumb shit that I'm saying. Oh, because then I commented. I was like, I hate men. And he was like, don't put us in that category. And then in that same comment where he said about us sleeping with the same man. And I was like, and this is, again, why I hate men. Because of you. And then I blocked him. I'm like, you're such an idiot.
I know. Our block list, I looked at it the other day. It's mostly men.
Yeah.
It's mostly men. The people who leave the majority. And women do, too. Let me make that very clear. Some women be haters and they leave us horrible comments, too.
They do.
That's fine. I can deal with that. It's mostly men that we have to block. Who are disgusting on our videos, who leave us nasty comments, who are constantly comparing us. Like, it's men. So I wish we could just, like, get our... I don't know how, like, if when we pay for ads and stuff, we specifically just, like, target women.
I do, yeah. I just do women, like, target women stuff. And whenever I see comments, like, men comment something like, oh my god, you guys are so sexy, or I'm obsessed with you, I automatically delete it and block you. Because that means you're just here to look at us. And I'm not a Barbie for you, okay?
Period.
Go get a Barbie in the store.
I know, or go find someone else to idolize. Like, I'm already married. Like, I promise you, when you tell me that I'm beautiful, and, you know, like, it's not doing anything for me.
No.
When I already know it. To my husband already tells me. And I don't need that validation from you. I promise, honey. Like, I don't. Yeah. I do not need a bunch of men telling me I'm beautiful.
And
I don't
need
it.
Now I just know who to block.
For real. And I know this probably sounds weird. Horrible and we probably sound like assholes, but it's true. I don't need the validation. Go tell someone else who might need it. You know, like your wife or your fucking girlfriend or the random girl you're trying to talk to on Tinder. Like, I don't need it. I'm good over here. So.
No, I agree.
Care. Like,
and it's just in the many men who are like, these are my dream, like, women that I love to be with. Like, that's creepy. It's not, like, flattering or cute in any way. Like, having crushes on people that you don't know in real – I mean, I can't say that. That's not realistic or anything because, you know, I'd be crushing on Eminem
over
here.
Too.
But
yep, I'd be crushing too. You can't say that.
But, like, to, like, comment. Like, I've never commented on any of my celebrity crushes and be like, you're my dream person. Like, it's something that I just have privately, but, like, I don't – comment and make that weird thing on there for other people to see.
And it's weird too because those are like actual celebrities. Like, we're not. Like,
no. Yeah, can you imagine if we, like, run into them? Like, now I'm even more concerned, because now you think, like, I'm your celebrity crush, and, like, please don't ask for a picture, because that's going to be so weird. Like,
I know. So
we're married. You can't have a crush on me. I'm taken.
So that actually brings me to another thing. So Tiffany and I were at, we were at Disney last year, I think, and a man came up to us. It was a man.
Oh, yeah, with his son.
With his son. And he was like, I love you, girls, whatever. He's like, can I get a picture? And I was like, yeah, sure. And so we, like, he had his son take the picture. And I was like, oh, okay,
yeah, great. And it was just him with the two of us. It was so awkward.
And I didn't think anything of it, because I think this was, like, I mean, we've had people come up to us a lot, but this is, like, in the beginning, like, before it became, like, a regular thing.
Yeah.
And now I wish we would have got his name, because I would have loved to see, like, what he was commenting on our videos and stuff. Like, yeah, is he someone who is just, like, putting us down? Is he someone who's like, oh, I'm team, you know, pitting us against each other? Yeah. Or is he someone who's like, oh my God, you guys are my dream girls, or whatever? Yeah. Or just a normal guy, you know? And he could have very well been. We have a lot of guys who just like to follow us because of our co-parenting story, and they think it's amazing. They say it heals their inner child or whatever. Yeah. And I'm curious.
And that's what sucks, though, because we have some great, great people, like Jerry, Michael, yeah. John, and stuff like that.
Like, a lot of people that are male, they do follow us. We've met some of them in person.
They followed us for a long time. I mean, we see their usernames or their names, and we automatically know them.
Yeah.
And it sucks, because it's, like, the few men ruin it for men like those, because now we don't want any men on our page. Because it's hard, like, what are we going to do? Interview every single man to see who's a creep and who's not? Like, we don't have the time to do that. We don't know until we see the comments. And then once we're in a pissed off mood with men, all of y'all are screwed. So,
yeah,
it just sucks. It sucks for the good men who are here trying to be healthy, because they're just unfortunately getting downgraded, or not downgraded, but degraded by us, because we're so angry at the shitty, gross men that are on our page.
No, it's disgusting. We just don't need,
There was a guy who commented explicitly of what he would do with your new girls in our Facebook Messenger, and I had to delete it because I couldn't even keep reading it. I was like, what the hell? Like, who? First of all, you took the time to write all this?
I know.
And, like, secondly, like, I could not. I wanted to put it on blast, but it was just so graphic that I was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is, like, a weird kink thing that he was doing, and I was like, I'm just blocking you completely.
There was one guy, because, you know, sometimes I get in the mood, okay, and sometimes I got the time. There was that one guy, I was on stories not too long ago, he said something, I couldn't remember what it was, and he was talking about my boobs, too.
I love that.
And I tagged his wife.
Oh yeah, you commented.
But I tagged his wife, but then like it wouldn't let me tag his wife because his wife had some privacy things on. So then I was like, you know what? I went on my private page, and because we have our Moms at Tampa, which is a business page, and she couldn't get tags from business pages. So I went on my private page, and I messaged her, and she opened it, and we had a very healthy conversation. She was very embarrassed for her husband. She was apologizing to me because I sent screenshots, because it wasn't the first time he commented on my videos talking about my boobs. Yeah. And it was like, I told her, I was like, hey, if my husband was doing this, like, I'd want to know.
Yeah.
Here's what your husband's saying about me.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And I told him, I'm like, I'm a mom. I run a mom page.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not on here. I'm not an OnlyFans girl. Like, I'm not, I'm not a nun. I'm not going to wear a fucking turtleneck every single day. Like, I bought these boobs. I'm going to wear a tank top. I live in Florida. Like, I'm going to wear a tank top. I'm sorry. If I'm wearing a cute dress, I'm going to push them up to my fucking, you know, chin. I was doing that before when I had A's, you know? And she was, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. Like, I'll have to talk to him. Yep. Got his wife. And, you know, remember that one time? It was a long time ago. It must have been two years ago. That guy who worked for the dental.
I tagged his office.
Girl, Tiffany went in. She tagged his wife. She tagged his job. She tagged everything. The guy worked out in like California or something. People were going and like leaving reviews for his job.
Yeah.
And then his His wife was pissed. His wife messaged us and was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. And so he was constantly messaging us, being like, please accept my apology.
He was first like, threatening because he had to drop, he had to remove his Google page completely because it had so many negative reviews.
Was that the car guy? Because it was a guy that worked for a car dealership or a car auto detailing thing.
They both removed it. Oh yeah. So the car dealership guy, he not only removed his Google thing, he threatened to sue us. And I was like, do it. Sue me for what? Posting your comment that you, left you wrote
publicly.
Out public. That's all I did.
Yeah.
And then I tagged your Instagram business page that you used to write the comment in. It's not like I looked anything up. I used everything that you gave me. So go ahead, sue me.
And we've never told our audience to go. I've never one time been like, hey, go out here and leave a Google review. Nope. I just posted all my stories.
Look at the people who write stuff. And then I just reshared what was written with the username of who wrote it. No, that was a great time. We never heard from him, and I never got sued. Can you imagine going to court for that and be like, yeah, he's suing me because I told everyone what he said to me privately?
I would countersue. Like, for making me take time out of my day.
I know, for real. How
much is your business worth? Let's figure that out.
No, I thought it was absolutely hysterical. I can't. And in that same note, we've had, we're going to go a little controversial here.
I love that.
Sorry.
I love controversy.
We had a lady recently. Oh! Yes, it was a lady. Recently messaged us telling us how much she loves us, how much she loves our page, but how we recently did a video that upset her and that she was going to unfollow us because of that video unless we promised not to say the word again and then she would gladly refollow us is what she said in the thing. And I was like,
oh, that goddamn it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so we had a video, which was a funny video. It was Megan saying, it was Megan's week to have the kids or something like that. And it says Megan saying, God damn it. And then I'm trying to relate, but I'm having a kid-free weekend, so I'm in a good mood. So I'm like, gosh, darn it, right next to her. Mm-hmm. People were really upset that we said the word God, which I get if you are religious, that it's not something that you don't believe in saying, you think it's sacred. Then keep it sacred.
Love that for you.
Yeah, keep it sacred. I respect that that's how you live your life. Mm-hmm. We don't live that life, so we don't need to keep a secret. And I will not change who I am and choose to not say it to protect your feelings, because it's not my religion.
It's not like we're saying cunt or anything like that.
You know I say I mean? That too, though.
Yeah, but I mean, like, even if we did, I mean, if you find it offensive, we're probably not the content creators that you should be following. Honestly, there are plenty, I'm sure, plenty of rated G content creators out there. We have never once claimed to be rated G moms ever.
But the thing is, we've had people who were responding on that same video who said that they were religious, mm-hmm. who said that they also believed God was a sacred word to them, who found the video funny because they knew that we weren't religious, so it wasn't a big deal to us. Would they say it? No. But that it was a funny video, so they just liked it anyways. They just knew that we had a different lifestyle. And I was like, that's how you do it. Yep. If I don't believe in something, but someone else, like, does, like, you guys can have super religious videos, and it's like, oh, like, I can't relate to that, but if it was a cute video, I'll like it or something and just move on. I'm not going to be like, I hate this video because I'm not religious and I think it's stupid that you made it. Like, it offends me. Like, no, because it's your belief and not mine. Why would I comment that when it's your page?
And a lot of the times, we are just trying to make relatable content. So even things that, like, we sometimes don't relate to 100%, like other people might, and we have a video that they can share to their friends or whatever, you know, like, and that's okay. You're not gonna love every single video. Some of the videos we do are kind of stupid, and I'm like, I look back on it and I'm like, oh man, that's embarrassing that we filmed that, but other people liked it.
Yeah,
you know. So
I was just definitely baffled that she had the audacity to say if we chose promise to not say it anymore, she would refollow us.
I told her to unfollow. I saw, like, that comment.
I'm going to change who I am to appease you, who I don't even know.
I told her, I was like, we're probably gonna say it again and we'll probably say worse things, so I would just prepare yourself for your own mental health, and probably you should just unfollow because we're gonna disappoint you again.
Yeah,
so it was probably just for the best for her to just keep moving on, because I'm a repeat offender.
I know. And it wasn't even that, like, big of a deal. Like I said, we had people who were religious who still liked the video. Then we have people who were commenting over and over about, like, that specific word. And granted, we don't really do many videos that say God damn it anyways. Like, it was one video. If you didn't like it, like, I follow creators who have videos that I'm like, this isn't your best work. Like, that was kind of shitty, but I still love you. I'm just going to ignore the video and just, like, go back to the other stuff that I, like, the other videos or the other content that I like, and just ignore the one video that I didn't necessarily like.
Or don't give it a like, don't give it a comment.
Because you can do that.
And just ignore it and go on.
Speaking of that, because I just followed someone yesterday. I don't get the people who comment on her stuff telling us that they hate her stuff.
Yeah, that's a whole thing too. But oh my God.
Telling me I hate, that's what he said. He said, I hate this video. And I'm like, so why'd you comment on it?
Because these, I don't think people, especially maybe like the older generation, I don't think they realize how algorithms work.
No, 100%.
Especially like on Facebook and Instagram and stuff. When you're interacting with a post, they're not seeing what you're reading. Mm-hmm. They're seeing you liked something, you commented on something, you watched the full video, you watched it multiple times. So it's going to continue to show you
more videos like that. With that page. Oh, yeah. That means you like this page. Yes. Let me keep showing you this
it
page
wants
over
you
and
to
over.
Stay on Facebook or whatever app for as long as possible. So it's going to continue to show. Mm-hmm. If you don't like something, the best thing you can do is if you see our faces pop up and you don't like us, quickly swipe away.
Yeah.
Don't touch it.
Or just block.
Yeah. Or block us.
There was a guy, he was like, I really want to block your page because I can't stand you. He's like, how do I do it? I'm like, looks like you should figure it out.
Yeah. And that's a thing too. Don't ask us how to block us because why would I
lose money?
No. No. If you're sitting there watching, we get paid for view. If you're sitting there watching our video, whether you hate us or not, I'm getting paid either way.
Yeah.
So honestly, I'm not going to tell you how to block. You can. Please do.
Figure it out.
But I'm not going to tell you.
No, there was a guy who was commenting, this is a long time ago, how much he hated us and how he wanted to block us and how it was a waste of time. Oh, how I must be so desperate for attention that I keep responding. And I was like, oh, no, I keep responding because I make money on these comments. So I'm going to keep going. And he's like, well, you look like an idiot or something like that. And I'm like, roses are red, violets blue. And I just kept going. And he's like, you're sending the dumbest comments. And I'm like, because you keep responding.
Who's really the dumb one?
I know.
You're doing this shit for
free. Yeah, like, I'm not going to stop. This is going to do more. And then what happens is people see those comments and then they...
I love that. Her dog is just
living
her best life.
People see those comments and then, you know, they creep and they get the popcorn ready and then they see the reaction. So I'm going to give a show. I have a performance to do, sir. Like, we are doing the performance together. I'm not going to stop.
And yeah, who really looks stupid at the end of it? Us when we get a check from Facebook or you who's literally wasting your time? Yeah.
No, for real. Honestly. It just was so funny.
Sometimes it's just entertaining. Like, if we got nothing to do, I'll just scroll through the comments and I'll be like, who could I piss off today?
There was that lady who was commenting about the fish. She was really upset that we were fishing because we were harming the poor innocent creatures. First of all,
I love that.
I didn't go with my first comment, and I wish I would have because instead I told her that the pompano was yummy. But I should have been like, the fish aren't as innocent as you think. I'm pretty sure this one flicked me off. But it was late at night and I was tired and all I could think of was the pompano. But I was like, I should have been more smartass when she said innocent little creatures. And I'm like, they weren't innocent.
I saw them fornicating.
Yeah. They are not married. If they were fornicating out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
It was too funny. But we get those people all the time, and I just don't get it. You don't have to follow us. If you don't like what we do, you don't like what you see, you don't like what we wear, you don't have to follow us. We're not going to change. I don't ever want to be someone who changes based on social media, because one, social media changes all the time. Two, you're not going to be authentically yourself. Mm-hmm. And three, who are you at the end of this if social media falls away tomorrow? Like, who the fuck are you going to be?
Yeah, we have so many people. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. We have so many people who love us for who we are. And that's why we started this. We're not on here to appease the masses. We're on here because we're showing our real authentic selves, what we do on a daily basis, how we handle real situations, our real lives. And if we have 10 people who really love us,
that's good
I'm fine with that, because I'm not going to be on here like faking.
Sorry, that was me.
Oh.
I'm messing with the headphones by accident.
I'm like, I'm not going to be on here doing fake shit so that I can get, you know, millions of views. There's going to be people that don't like me, and that's okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
I know. Sure. We're slowly getting used to it. There was someone, which this is like kind of off topic, they were saying something about how like they really don't like the color of my hair and they really wish I would have had like something like, they were like, the dark brown doesn't look good on you. You really should try like whatever color it was. And I was like, well, this is my natural hair, so thanks.
I know, right? Like, okay, well, that's my face.
I guess they thought that, because the way she said it, she's like, you dyed your hair dark brown, but it doesn't look good. And I'm like, but it's my natural color. So I didn't dye it. This is no dye, actually. Thanks for telling me I look like shit naturally, though.
That's what some guy told me, that I needed to get a nose job. And I was like, I like my nose, though. Mm-hmm. I was like, and it's, I'm sorry for the way that I was fucking born. Like, I can't really.
I was like, okay.
Can't really do any, I mean, I can't get a nose job, but I mean, this is the way I was born. Like,
or when people say we're immature, they're like, I like the concept, but some of it is immature. Like, but that's who we are. Like, if we weren't immature and we were proper all the time, one, I feel like it'd be boring. And it's just not us. Like, I would hate, can you imagine? Because I know this happens to people all the time, meeting the people you follow, like, in person, and they're always like, they're nothing like how they thought they would be. Like, who we are on camera is who we are off camera. Like,
sometimes to a fault, where it's, like, a little embarrassing.
Yeah. But, like, you're gonna catch us doing the same crazy things, talking about the same inappropriate things. Like, what you see is what you get. We are 100% ourselves, which could be a good or a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But at least if you ever meet us, you're never gonna be like, they're totally different, or they're fake on social media in a different way in person. You're just gonna be like, damn, they are hot messes.
I know. No, we are told that. Like, when we've met other influencers, been on other girls' trips, meeting people in person, you know, whatever, we're told the number one thing people always say is, you guys are just like I expected you to be. Like, we are, my stomach is just like,
I love that for you.
We'll have to eat break. After this one. that we are exactly who they thought we were going to be. Super chill, just.
Well, a lot of people are also scared to meet us because they thought that it would be different. They're like, oh, you are just like how you are, like, on camera. And it's like, we are. Like, mm-hmm. We are super nice, super silly. Probably yelling at the kids. Most of the time when people say they see us, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, that's a whole thing, too, is, so we get recognized a lot, especially in the Tampa Bay area, even, like, outside of states, which I was not.
I know, like, in Tennessee.
On a cruise, like, both cruises I went on, someone messaged just after. Let me just say, if you do see us in person and you want to come say hi, please do, because.
Just say it.
I panic. Like, literally, I was on live yesterday on Facebook, and I took Bryce school supply shopping on Sunday, and someone was on the live, and they were like, hey, I saw you at Target. And I'm like,
what were you doing?
What was I doing? Like, what was I doing? Was Bryce acting? I'm like, no, Bryce was good. And I'm like replaying my whole day, and I'm like, just, it makes me panic. Just come up and say hi.
I know.
Just, hey, you know, I follow you. Hey, great. You know, like.
No, agree. Say hi. Come talk to us. Hug us. Take a picture. We don't care.
Yeah.
But yeah, just ask. And because I feel like when we see people staring at us, I don't ever want to be vain and be like, they know who we are.
I know. And that happens all the time. Like, are you staring at me because I have something in my teeth? My kids are acting up. You like my outfit. You recognize me from social media. Like,
see, that's when I feel like the attitude comes out, because I'm like, do you know me? Or do we got a problem that you're staring at me? Like, which is it?
Are we fighting in the parking lot?
I know, but I never want to be like, the fuck's your problem? And you're like, I love your page. Because I'm like, rude.
I met Tiffany from Mom's Tampa. She's a bitch.
But I always get so scared, because it's like, if you're staring, just tell us. Because, like, some people don't stare and smile. People are just, like, staring. And I'm like, the fuck? Like, why are you looking? Especially if I'm by myself, because now I'm, like, concerned. Because I'm like, is someone behind me?
Yeah.
Is someone trying to set me up? Like, why are you looking at me and not saying anything? So it scares me, especially, like, most of the time I am by myself, to be like, I'm ready to fight. Let's go. We want to throw hands. I'm going to throw hands.
The funniest thing is when someone's staring and then they take out their phone. That's how, like, a telltale sign. I'm like, oh, that person recognizes me. They'll take out their phone and, like, they'll either, like, show the person or whatever. And I'm like, oh, they're pulling up my videos. Which happens a lot. And then sometimes they'll come up and be like, hey, remember we were somewhere, and it was a guy was, like, passing us, and he was
Bush Gardens.
Was it Bush Gardens?
We were Bush Gardens with Darren, because the guy was sitting down.
Because he pulled up our videos, and the wife was like,
he was like, you know them from where? As we were just walking by, we're like, thanks. And she's like, who the fuck are they?
Yeah. And so he pulled up the videos, and it was like, I'm sure, a very interesting conversation.
Well, it's also really awkward when he says, I know them from their videos. Like, at least explain. It's co-parenting healthy. There's no,
not OnlyFans.
I know. Or that girl at Luke Combs, and she was like, so how many times do you get noticed? She just, like, casually walked by us, sat down, and was like, so how often do you get noticed? And we're just casual, like, we do.
Yeah.
It was, like, super, she was the most probably chillest person we've ever met.
I know. But now, like, I'm telling you, like, whenever I go somewhere, one, I have to, like, think about my outfits now. Because I'm like, damn, if someone does ask for a picture, like, I can't show up with, like, a fucking dirty shirt or whatever. And I'm like, I have to be smiling, too, because a lot of people are afraid to come up to, especially me, because I look like a bitch. Yeah. They're like, I want, or we'll get messages. And I wanted to come say hi. And I'm like, damn, I probably had like a bitch face on. Dude, at the Blink-182 concert, one, there was a lot of men there and they were tall men. And you know, I'm only 5'3". So, and Michael, he's like 4'9". Like he was obviously, he's like a little smaller than me. And I was there by myself with Michael, which I never really ever do anything alone with the kids. It's rare. You know, I usually have either you with me or somebody else. It's, you know, whatever. So me going with to this concert with Michael by myself is, you know, was nerve-wracking enough. And there's just so many people and tall people too. Everyone was either wearing like chunky boots or whatever. I felt like a child, like walking around with, I felt like a child walking around with my child. So I'm, you know, walking around with him and we stop and I'm like terrified that something's going to happen to him. You know, like there's so many people, there was only like maybe 3 or 4 kids there that I saw total. And so I'm like, and walking anywhere, we had to like pretty much walk in single file line. So I had to put Michael in front of me, but Michael didn't know where to go. So I'm like, just walk straight, just walk straight. I'm like, and I'm like, I will keep up because, you know, he starts picking up and people are like trying to weave in and out of us.
I know, people always trying to cut in between too, which drives me insane.
Trying to, you know, and there's no way for me to like tell him like, hey, slow down, because people did get in between us, but luckily, you know, I was small enough and able to like weep in and out. But I'm sitting there, I get us food, I tuck us away in a corner, and my face just looks like mama bear mode like the entire time. Like, I gotta watch my kid, I gotta watch my kid, I gotta watch my kid, like don't fucking talk to me, because there was men who were like coming up like, oh my god, hey, you're like trying to talk to me, and I'm like, no, I'm here with my kid. Like, a couple people recognized us from there and said hi. And then people, I think, just randomly being there, they thought it was really cool that I had Michael there, because Michael had a Blink-182 shirt on. They're like, oh my god, it's so cool that you brought your kid. And I'm like, I know. And we were talking about it for a little bit, but I felt so bad, because when I did the get ready with me for the Blink-182 outfit or whatever, someone said that they saw us there. He was like, yeah, I wanted to come say hi or something like that. And I was like, I'm so, I probably looked like a giant bitch, because I was, one, so stressed out that I was going to lose Michael. And two, like, I was there by myself with Michael. And, you know, like, I usually have, like I said, like someone else where I get to relax a little bit, because I know someone else has eyes and no one's going to try to talk to me or, you know, take advantage of me or whatever. Like, oh my God. It was, I probably looked like a giant bitch, but.
Oh, I love that.
It was a good time.
And cracks me up with some of the people. But yeah, just say it, make it aware. So, you know, I'm not ready to throw hands with you, and Megan isn't terrified.
I know. That is my first, is stress. I was very stressed out. It was such a good time, though. Like, I can't wait. I'm definitely going to have to start taking him to more concerts, because he had a blast.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Can't wait for the next one. But
no, I love us some concerts. I think this is a new one, so I'm just going to go with this. Ooh, this is a long one.
We got the time.
Oh, this got photos, or is this additional text? Hold on one second.
Girl!
Oh, no, it's photos. Okay, I'm sorry. I panicked. I thought it was, like, 4 texts. You did say in live that people could, like, send us pages. And I'm like, please, please don't send pages.
I know.
I need to be able to read it.
I'm sorry. Just skim it. Get the general idea.
Okay, so this one says, I need a bestie. Sorry, I messed up the microphone. I need a bestie. Hey, girls. I love your podcast. I listen to it every week. Hey! I wish I could say your name, but I can't. So let's dive into this crazy thing called Life I Have. So about 2.5 years ago, my husband got orders to move to England. He's in the military. I have 2 kids with him, so I feel obligated to move. I have another child from a previous relationship. Her father and I have been going through it since he got with his current wife. She has talked behind my back, talked down to me in front of my daughter many times, talked about my race to her and how white people are stupid. When I send him emails, she is the one that replies. He pretty much doesn't do the parenting and lets her do it all. So it's even more challenging. So when we got orders, we had to go to court over who she was going to stay with for the summer and for the school year. I have never not been away from her for more than a few days. So this is really tough. We had our court date. He told a bunch of lies. And unfortunately, the judge didn't see through his bullshit. The whole court process was during COVID, so it was cut short with being over the computer and phone, which was a disaster. The judge sided with her dad. As the judge said, it was in the best interest of our daughter because he has a lot of family in town, as well as sisters around her daughter, around our daughter's age. Unfortunately, I had to move to England without my daughter for the school year. So basically, I only get to see her for winter and summer break. About 2 years ago, around Christmas, I found out that his wife and him have an open relationship. Whatever, that is their business. But then I found out that his wife tried to mess with my child's father's brother, aka her brother-in-law. I'm pretty sure they did something, but then again, that's their business. My main concern is how this family is torn apart, and she's not able to see her Nana and all her tias and tios. Oh, I think she's Hispanic because of this. One of the main reasons the judge sided with him is because he had a huge amount of family. With the time that I wasn't with her, I got little to no contact with her. If I wanted to FaceTime her, I had to go through him. In our court order, it says that our child has to FaceTime, message, call every day, not exactly all at the same time. But even a text every day is nice. Some days she won't even do that and I couldn't get a hold of her. Her dad and I only converse during emails, and all of this is pretty much arguments back and forth that don't get settled. Unless I bring my lawyer into the mix. My daughter just turned 11. I'm concerned that she's going to see things in their house that she's not supposed to be seeing. She's a very smart girl. I'm afraid that if my daughter's stepmom is willing to have an open relationship with her dad's family and clearly not hide us, what else can my daughter see? I don't want her to think that relationship, that type of relationship is okay because she's so young. Fast forward to this summer. I believe he now has a girlfriend. Her dad has been sending her pictures of them together. I asked my daughter who that was, and she said it was her aunt, even though that girl is not related to the dad or stepmom. He also changed the way he dresses drastically. From the 2 years I've been in England, he's done many things to keep me out of the loop with what is going on. I can't send our daughter letters or packages for school or anything to his house. I have to send it to a P.O. box. I'm at a loss at what to do. Any thoughts or advice would be great.
One, there's nothing you can do about open relationship. If that's what dad wants to do, that's what dad wants to do. Unfortunately. Two, I would get your daughter a cell phone. Your daughter's almost 11. Michael had a cell phone.
Yes.
And that's what I did. So, I mean, he doesn't use it, though. But... getting a cell phone, I think, will help with the communication. You guys can send pictures back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I would just make sure that you get some things in writing in regards to the phone. So the dad can't just take the phone and, like, control when the daughter can talk to you. Because that's pretty messed up.
Yeah. I don't know if you can go back to court to kind of further clarify the communication aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely would recommend that. It kind of sucks because I can see in the court side, they would prefer the child to stay in, like, a consistent area versus, like, moving to a different place. They want the child in an area that they're familiar with family that they're familiar with. So that's unfortunate because I know they're probably going to be, like, England's, you know, sporadic, moving with military sporadic. Yeah. They might not favor that.
And not even that, like, if something happens to the child at school or something, having more parents and more friends and whatever that can pick up the child if an emergency happens. System. Yeah, it does make sense.
But it sucks with what's going on. I definitely think the open relationship thing, unfortunately, isn't, how do I say this, like, a factor, because even if they are doing that, it's not that the child can't see. I mean, I know it's going to be confusing for her to see that, you know, dad's married and has a girlfriend, but if that's his lifestyle, that's his lifestyle, as long as they're not doing, like, anything sexual in front of the child.
Yeah. I mean, there's all different kinds of things that our kids see these days, you know, like, you see gay relationships, you see transgender men and women, you see, you know, multiple polyamorous relationships. Like, everyone that your child goes to school with will probably have some sort of, you know, different kind of family. And that's just the world that we live in today. So I think the main thing, if you're concerned about her seeing an open relationship, is just communication. Like, maybe talk to her about, you know, how she feels about it, like, what she knows, like, and then maybe just explain, like, and let me just say, there's nothing wrong with having an open relationship. I know everyone is different with their beliefs and views and stuff, but what we believe here is love is love, and even though we're both straight women, and we both have...
I forgot what the term for... It's monogamous, right?
Yeah, we're both in monogamous relationships. We will never be in an open relationship, and we're both straight women. I don't look down on anybody who chooses to love the way they want to love. And we are raising our kids the same way as well. But if you have any questions or concerns with what she knows and what is being, you know, if she has any questions, I would just have that open communication with her. I would get her a cell phone and, like Tiffany said, maybe revisit the communication. And my advice to you is, if you feel like they're dodging your calls or she's not answering texts, take a screenshot. This is what you should do. You should open an email address because you have to be able to prove this in court.
Yeah.
Open an email address that's strictly for screenshots. And whenever you call and does not get an answer, take a screenshot, leave a voicemail, take a screenshot of that, save your voicemails, send a text. I didn't get a text back. Take a screenshot, send it to that email. And when you go back to court, you have proof of every single time you've called, didn't get a call back. Every single text, didn't get a text back. All the voicemails you've sent, and just say, and then if eventually send an email and just be like, I've called X amount of times, you're not responding. Just cover your ass, take it back to court. And that's my advice to you.
Yeah, the biggest thing is communication. Fight for that communication. That's all you can fight for right now, with the difference if you're still in England. And then as far as the open relationship, I would just be an open source of communication for her. Ask her, you know, does she have any questions? Is she any concerned? It clearly seems like you're not able to talk to the dad or stepmom. I wouldn't even bother trying. It doesn't seem like it's open communication with them. But I would be there for your daughter if she's concerned. Maybe she's worried or scared or not understanding something. Definitely talk to her about it. And fight to be able to have that communication, especially if you are supposed to have some sort of communication every day and it's not happening. Keep noting it down and keep making sure that it's happening, because there's no reason why it shouldn't be if it's per the court orders.
And honestly, like, I promise you, the kids are going to find out way more about the world and about way more at school than from their other friends, from, you know, other kids than they would ever with dad having a girlfriend on the side. I promise you. Like, so anyway, that's our advice for that.
I love that for you.
I love that for me too.
Smack in the microphone.
I love that for me. All right. Well, we will catch you in episode 12.
Yep. Bye. Oh, if you have any questions, or I'm sorry, if you have any advice that you need, message us from blendedtobesties@gmail.com.
Period.
I got the email right, right?
Period.
I always mess it up.
All right. We'll see you next time. Bye.